Julian Edelman in studio with us here at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Tim Benz, Lou Maloney, Christian Fourier, 93.7 WEEI. All right, so NFL Network, as we were talking about before the break, Edelman tracked you all over the field. They put a little Edelman tracker on you, a little GPS. So your 84-yard punt return was actually 127 yards. Did it feel like that, or did it feel more?
You came in and estimated
150.
I'm still feeling it.
Yeah?
I went right to the oxygen tank.
We saw that.
Did you realize that the punter was closing on you a little bit?
He wasn't coming.
Did you just downshift let him think he could get you?
No, you look gassed. I mean, it was a long return. I don't know.
There's a weird play because Colquitt, the punter, dropped the ball. And then somehow that punt got through Bolden's arms, and we're still trying to figure out how that magic trick happened. Did you feel like the coverage unit was then kind of screwed up by the timing of everything, and did that give you some alleys to run through?
Well, he dropped it, and then he got it off, and it wasn't a really high punt, and it didn't turn over, so I knew it was going to be, you know, you're going to have to catch it and probably make someone miss right away. But then, you know, I got upfield and Timmy, he made a huge block. And,
legal?
No call?
Legal?
It was full. Yeah, he saved it.
Right? I didn't do anything.
Saved it. You can save it. and he saved it and we were off to the races after that. So.
All right, so 9 catches, 89 yards, 1 touchdown, obviously punt return. I had you at 10 catches, 100 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Well, I threw the extra touchdown in. I mean, what was it that made you able to, you know, I guess rebound? It wasn't like you were in the slumps. I mean, you had a couple drops, but you really showed up. Was there anything that they were doing? Was it just an emphasis on Tom saying, listen, I'm going to throw you the rock? Or was it something that the defense did?
I think it was just more of, we threw the ball a lot this week. A lot of guys, you know, came out and had some production. And, you know, it was more of, you know, Tom just finding other guys as well. You know, that's how it goes in this offense. You know, 1 week it could be LaFell. 1 week it'll be, you know, Gronk, Shane. This week it was a little bit of everyone, so that's how it'll go.
You know, I know for you guys it's week to week, and it's already past you, and we know all the Patriot things, right?
Colts.
Yeah, it's all about the Colts, but the bye week, whatever you want to do. But still, all the talk of the difference, and we talked about it before, was this defense that Denver had put together, right? Talib and Harris and then Miller and Ware and TJ Ward, and you guys just tore them apart. It was like they weren't even factors. I mean, was that just like, was there some kind of motivation as far as like what everybody's saying, these guys are the best, they're coming to our house? I mean, how does that thing play out during the week?
It started with a great week of practice. We had a really good week of practice. Guys were, they were toned in. They were focused. We had great meetings, great walkthroughs. You could just see guys were dialed in and, you know, it showed on Sunday. So, you know, that's what it all starts with. It starts with practice. We emphasize fundamentals, blocking, tackling, catching, all those sorts of things throughout the week, and it translated into executing the game.
You know, we talk a lot about tone setters on the defensive side of the ball. Is Rob Gronkowski kind of like that on the offense? Like, just the way he plays, that catch he had at the goal line, it just seems like he has so much. He looks like a little kid, right, who's obviously one of the best
Baby Huey
players in the game, especially in his position.
I mean, the guy's he's a stud. When he made that catch, I was like, oh, my God.
Left hand, hand.
I mean, he doesn't have hands. He has, like, oven mitts for hands.
Hamburger helper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you
know, the ball is like a beer can in his hand. You know, that's how big his hands are. So, you know, it was always, you know, you see him make those plays in practice, and you know, you see him do it in a game. It's like, man, he's really real deal Holyfield over there.
Julian Edelman with us on the Patriots Monday. You almost made Christian look like a real genius, hitting it spot on with the 2 touchdowns and the 10 catches. You dove for the one in the end zone, and it just looked like on impact. Is that where you lost it? And did you know right away it was going to get overturned? It looked like you guys all snapped your helmets at exactly the same time. Did you get word from the booth saying, "Yeah, this one's coming back"?
Didn't come up with it, and wish I would have got it for you, Christian.
Yeah, I know.
Wish I would have got it for you, buddy.
You made up for it. You got that punter too. Maybe look
close
really
enough.
Good. So, listen, when you guys go into halftime and get this huge lead, are you feeling comfortable with that lead? coming out in the second half?
Not necessarily. You know, we had the same. They had the lead on us the year before, so it was just reversed. And you know, they have an explosive offense, and you know, they got good players everywhere on that team. So we went in, and we kind of forgot about the score, and just tried to put the helmets on and go out and do work. So that's how we did it.
I got to ask you about this column on Grantland.com. Bill Simmons. You ever met Bill Simmons before?
I have, I guess.
Because there's a part here when they're talking about Tom Brady, how long he's going to play for. Bill Simmons apparently was this offseason at a bar in New York with some of your friends, and he was there with them. And you were talking about Brady, and your friends were saying when you were still a free agent, go ahead, leave Tom Brady, see what you become. Your friends were saying this to you. And you went on this long monologue, he says. And he says right here, Julian Edelman, he knew exactly what I did for a living, and right in front of him. He just a huge monologue about Tom Brady's, and it sounded like he says he put it, a religious fanatic discussing the cult of Brady. You were raving so much about him. So first off,
just a bunch of random people.
You know Bill Simmons, right? Like,
well, I mean,
you know what he did?
I hope not to offend. I don't want to offend him, but
can I quote you? Listen, he doesn't know who Bill Simmons.
Yeah, Bill Simmons.
Okay, he doesn't know.
I mean, he's over here saying that
I
was spilling my guts to this guy.
Right.
I mean, I don't know who he is, and maybe if I saw him face to face, but I mean, I wouldn't go out on a limb to throw that all out there on, especially during free agency when.
And you're in New York, you know, you're feeling good.
Right, yeah.
You're doing the white man overbite. I know how you dance. That's how it works.
The white man overbite.
Yeah, you're like this.
What is that?
You just know
do it again.
Like, wow, here you go. Julian, this is it. This is the move. Like,
thank God, this is a radio
this
show.
Yeah, that's considered the white man overbite.
No,
you don't bust that out. You don't do the white man overbite.
Not the white man overbite.
All right. You probably just got to stand there. They just come to you.
So how much was it your off season? I don't know. We touched on it earlier, but just given this article, coming back and having a guy like Tom Brady. I mean, all the discussion leading up to Brady Manning, it was one sided yesterday. It was just Tom Brady.
I mean, I'm glad I'm playing with Tom Brady.
Were you surprised when he returned that punt and he was actually on the field? You say, what the hell are you doing here?
In the fourth quarter, I looked at him. I looked at him like, were you in the end zone after that punt return? He goes, yeah, I had to go see my guy. Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing, bro?
Minitron. That Minitron.
He dropped the Minitron
Jules.
Again.
Did
yesterday.
He?
Yeah.
He's a clown. He's a clown.
I'm trying to get that to stick. We need to get your own little action figure or something like that.
There's marketing opportunities there.
Yeah, there's a lot of there. You got to think about that stuff.
Hey, speaking of the white man overbite, so what's your schedule here for the bye week?
Yes.
How much white man overbite
time do you
get?
How can we live vicariously through you?
Take in the foliage, man. It's on its way out.
We don't know. Like we have to be in. So we have to be in tomorrow and I think Wednesday. So hopefully after that, you know, we get a little time off. But you never know with Bill. He's just...
Now, will you leave?
Let's just say,
okay, you guys are off tomorrow. You come in, get a little lift in, little work up a little lather, you know, get all the lactic acid out after all the running you were doing. So you come in Wednesday, Thursday. Maybe you're done Friday. Do you leave town? Do you kind of find some sun before the whole heavy winter comes in?
Head down
to Florida?
I'm not a big travel far kind of guy on the bye week. I did it once and I didn't like it. I mean, if anything, I might go to New York and see Bill Simmons.
Same club.
So.
Reintroduce yourself.
Yeah. Hey,
and have
Bill, how you doing, buddy?
You remember me?
Yeah, Willie. Hey, Willie. Now, I don't like to get in the plane because it's not enough time. We only probably get like 3 days, and it's a hassle. I like to just be able to chill and not have
the worry of coming in late and having to call Bill and say, listen, by the way, there's a big storm coming in and
exactly.
I can't catch my flight.
That's like my
biggest, you would be
that's
that
like
guy.
My biggest fear. I can't
you couldn't have a good time.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be able to have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not worth it. And you know, it's still the middle of the season.
I got a non-football question for you.
Here we go.
I told the morning show I would do this. Okay, so if you could punch anybody in the face, who would it be?
Bill Simmons.
All right, here's my, because my, it doesn't have to be an actual person, right? So, okay, my pet peeve is people who smoke in cars, and they smoke in the car, and they throw the cigarette butt out the window. So they're willing to smoke in the car and let their car smell like crap, but they're going to litter, right? They don't just put the butt out in their car. And if I had the opportunity, I would pull over and I would punch that person in the face if I got a get out of jail free card. Do you have anything like that? Any guy that you want to punch in the face?
I want to punch the person in the face that leaves the bathroom with no toilet paper on the little dispenser.
This would be at your house or just, you know,
yeah,
in general?
In general. I mean, when you go to a place and there's no TP or it's just put on top of the thing, I think that's a huge pet peeve of mine. Like, can we just take a little time to take the little thing off and put the toilet paper on there? Because it pisses me off or makes me mad.
Okay, so if that does happen to you, like, what do you do? What's your, I mean, do you kind of do the whole walk?
Punch the wall.
Punch the wall, yeah. Rip the toilet
yeah,
out.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Is there a kangaroo court fine system if that happens in the locker room within the Patriots organization?
No, we have some of the best people always keeping that stuff up to par.
I'm not sure, like, if a practice squad guy were to do that, like, what's the fine for the practice squad guy?
Yeah, we got a guy Murph in there. He's always on top of that. My dog Murph dog he's always killing that.
Right, speaking of your dog, real quick, how about Aqib Talib? How was he during the game? He seems like a fun trash talk, not a Terrell Suggs mean guy, like fun trash talking guy.
I mean, it was good to see him.
Your dog?
Yeah, I enjoyed having Talib as a teammate, and you know, it was definitely a little weird to see him on the other sideline, but. You know, it was work. So you know, we got to talk a little bit here and there. But you know, I was trying to smash his head in every time I could.
How about McCourty getting a nice big smack on Welker? Were you able to talk to Welker afterwards? How's he feeling?
Can he talk afterwards?
I didn't get to see him, so I'll probably throw him a text or something. But you know, that's unfortunate.
Hey, so you guys still do the rookie dinners? You guys doing that this year?
You know, we can't even do anything to the rookies now. I mean, we couldn't even get haircuts. Like? There's no bullying or anything around here. So, you know, no, we don't do the
no rookie dinners. Wow.
I've never heard of rookie dinner. I've never heard of rookie
usually
dinner.
Because, you know, everyone, you know, it'll be tonight.
Dinner?
What do you speak of, Christian?
Yeah. Yeah. What is this?
I would never do that to a rookie. Yeah.
Nah, we don't do that stuff.
Mm. All right, should you bother watching the Colts tonight or no?
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, you got to watch, you know, I'll peep it out a little bit and kind of just see what they're all made of.
You'll watch the Colts, obviously, because you guys play them next. But over the weekend, will you just allow yourself to get away from it so you can recharge your battery and then come back with, you know, the second half of the season ready to go? Are you just too addicted to it?
I mean, I'll probably go a day. But, I mean, I'll hop on the iPad and then look over something. It's habit. It's that time of the year. It's football season.
Sounds like a busy FIFA.
Yeah, seems like you're gonna make a lot of enemies.
There'll be a lot of FIFA going on.
Get a lot of 13-year-olds with hurt feelings.
I bet he's bullying those kids on FIFA.
They're bullying me, but I'm in such a bad FIFA slump right now. I mean, I was talking to some kid, and he was like probably maybe 9, and he was whooping me to death. I'm like, don't you have school?
I have homework to
do. Yeah, it's 11 o'clock. Go home. He's like, I called in sick. I'm like,
who's a black kid? Who's a black 9-year-old? No.
What are we talking about?
From the South?
I
was like,
from Georgia.
What are we doing? I mean, hooky, FIFA, kid sounds fine.
Oh, so you're going to spend about the next 10 days or so getting your ass kicked by like 10-year-olds in FIFA.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Well, good luck. Hopefully you can turn it around.
Yeah, I got a big league game tonight, so.
One game at a time, that's all.
One game at a time. I got to go practice, you know, my crosses, my dribbling, and the skill games.
Yeah, don't hurt your thumbs. The indie game's a big game, so we want you 100%.
They're all big. They're all big.